Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lincoln on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news relating to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now, here is your host of Lincoln on Lending, David Lincoln.
Good to be with you, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. This is a rebroadcast of yesterday's Hot Topics segment. And without further delay, I want to get right into it. So here's our special guest, Jeff Schumer and Brendan Berry. Thank you for listening to this broadcast and sharing with others. And on today's Hot Topics segment, we're going to be talking about a subject that's very near and dear to my heart, and that is the recruiting and equipping of the next generation of mortgage bankers. Joining me on today's broadcast is Jeff Schumer, who is the Vice President of Education Development at the MBA and is responsible for the growth of MBA's residential, commercial, and multifamily educational, professional development, and knowledge-based programs under the MBA educational brand. Jeff, so good to have you here with us on the broadcast.
Thanks for having me, Dave. It's a pleasure.
Also, joining Jeff on the broadcast today is Brendan Berry, who is the Director of Business Development for the Mortgage Banking Bound Program that we'll be talking about. Good to have you with us, Brendan.
David, thanks so much for the time.
You bet. I want to start with a question to Jeff, and it really starts off with, Jeff, who brainchilded this? I salute them because we need to focus with some real definite programs. And who was it at the MBA that came up with this idea? And kudos to them. So give us the genesis of the need for this and the recognition for the need of this program.
Well, it was a collective effort, really, and Brendan, who is our director of Mortgage Banking Bound, had the vision of this program, and he was test piloting it successfully up in the Northeast and got some very good results from it.
You know, so, Brendan, you're the guy that's behind the scenes here. Kudos to you, man. I'm very, very, very pleased with what you've done. One of the things I want to find out is how is Mortgage Banking Bound program bringing in the fresh new talent? I mean, I know it's a resource to educate them, but how can we use this program to draw in fresh talent into the mortgage banking industry?
Well, first I want to point out that the Bureau of Labor Statistics is showing that there's some 77,000 projected new jobs that will be created over the next 5 to 6 years in mortgage banking. So the demand is obviously going to be there with the growth of the industry. And, you know, we just heard on your show today a number of firms growing their business, particularly on the production side. Wells Fargo recruited another 100 people for correspondent lending. So the demand is clearly going to be there. And what we wanted to do is really help the industry and help our members with infusing new talent and skills that they can use within the various positions within their company. So we are partnering and working with community colleges and four-year university students to provide them with a high-level overview of the basics of mortgage banking. So it's for those students who are in business or finance or marketing or what have you that are considering career paths once they graduate. And we want to introduce them into the exciting world of mortgage banking and this dynamic industry. And we thought this was a great idea to pull these new young people together and then to work with our member firms to be able to connect them with possible internships, with possible new entry-level positions and the like. And so there's three schools so far that we've signed up, all up and down the East Coast here, and they have us in their catalogs, websites, and career service fairs.
Wow, that's exciting. Jeff, Brendan, thanks for being on the show. It's Andy. So these colleges and universities that are signing up to include MBA as an employer, so how does that work? Tell me how the community colleges and universities have set this program up as part of their job fair program.
It's a great question, and again, thanks for the time. What it's really been a lot of is what I call skinning our knees, you know, sort of falling down and making mistakes as we're cold calling community colleges and four-year colleges. It's a non-credit program, so the course itself is obviously fast-tracked because we don't really need too many people involved in the decision making. It's a profit sharing plan with the 2 and 4 year schools as well. And they really love the fact that the community colleges and 4 year schools have the ability to work with, as Jeff said, local community banks and bankers to really bring jobs into the community. So it's a pretty nice sell for the community colleges.
I think if I could just add to that too is we've signed up 3 schools so far, Delaware State University, Northern Virginia Community College, and Florida Keys down there in Florida. We have another half a dozen schools that were wanting to get on with the program or join us with this program. And then ultimately, the vision is to have schools partnering with us across the country. So then we have the capability of matching those folks that go through the program to member companies within their geographic regions.
That's really great, Jeff, and thanks, Brandon, for that information. You know, I think back to when I was in college and getting recruited out of college and looking at how you work with that, and even with my kids recently who have graduated from college, they participated in internships. One of my kids graduated from Baylor with a degree in business, and they had an internship set up through Baylor to work at a local business. So how are you connecting those dots for students to actually have on-the-ground experience with a mortgage company who are attending your program?
Actually, we've had 53 students go through our program so far. We've just had 2 classes. One was in February and one was in just completed here in April. And many of them were interns working with member companies as well, going to school and then working part-time as interns. So this gave them a real great understanding or a nice foundation of the basic principles of mortgage banking in order to really, you know, connect the pieces together. So our intent is to work with existing companies that have interns and also students that are going to colleges and community colleges and four-year schools to then take this program, and then we will connect them up with the company's HR departments. We will connect them up with our state MBAs within their geographic area to attend a networking and social event so they can get to know people. And then we will also introduce them to specific people who are looking for specific jobs to fill, whether it be in production, underwriting, technology, what have you.
Well, that's great, Jeff. If I can ask just a side question on this, and that is, as you're working with these students and building these interns, creating internships with local companies and so forth, are you receiving any objection from the students' interest in mortgage banking or from the company's willingness to bring on interns?
I don't think so. I mean, what Brendan and Brennan can speak to this, I mean, we've been going to these job fairs, and many of these students are being recruited by the big 5 accounting firms, by, you know, Wall mm-hmm. Street firms, whether it be Goldman Sachs or others, tech companies, what have you. And when they start to hear the story of mortgage banking and the dynamics around it and what a rewarding industry this is, they start to better understand what path that they can take to utilize their degree in. So you talked about earlier the need for CPAs in accounting. I mean, that's a critical component of mortgage banking, right, whether it's servicing or production or what have you. There are students that are in the technology side that can open up their eyes in terms of all of this compliance that's needed right now, all the systems, the workflows. Technology is a major part of our industry in terms of increasing productivity and streamlining workflow. So that's another big area. So I think, if anything, these students have more options available to them. And when they hear about what we offer and the income that they can make, and you alluded to it earlier, right? If you're in the business and you're very, very good at what you do, you can make, you know, 6 figures very, reasonably over the next, you know, once you're in. That's a real eye-opener for these kids, and they begin to see this, and I think we can recruit top talent as a result.
Well, kudos, Jeff, for you and Brandon for taking this forward and doing such an amazing job in getting the word out.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
One of the things that Jeff alluded to, if I may just briefly, the problem with the industry is the average age is around 57 years old, and one of the things we find doing these job fairs, et cetera, is that we've all run into is mortgages find us. We don't go find the mortgage industry. And to Jeff's point, you're talking to a finance major, an accounting major, a, you know, marketing person, and the mortgage industry is not really on their radar. So the more we can do about getting the news out to the younger talent, the best we'll all be.
How you go about training? How do you go about getting people in the classes, and how do you go about, or what do you cover when they are in the class?
Jeff, you want to?
Sure. So this course is there's six 90-minute lessons that we've set up. They run Tuesdays and Thursdays, so just like college, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they're instructed by certified mortgage bankers, which is, you know, the highest designation that you can earn in the industry. These practitioners, professionals know their business inside and out, and we cover five different subjects. The first one is an overview of the mortgage banking industry and the pieces that go with it. Then we go into a deeper dive on the next sessions in loan production, in loan servicing, secondary market and investor relations, and then compliance and technology. So we do much deeper dives. There's Q&A. It's all done online in a live web environment where we webcast in the instructor. There are chat sessions, Q&A. There are quizzes along the way, and there's a final exam. And so the wrap-up session is something that Brendan and I both do after five of these 90-minute programs are completed. And we talk about the careers that you can think about going into the business. And then, so we start to talk about what would it look like if you wanted to go into an accounting, if you wanted to go into production as a mortgage loan officer or an underwriter, if you're interested in compliance or you're interested in technology. We give them the vision and the ideas of how they would go about that and what skills and talents would be necessary to be successful in those positions.
Well, and so you said early on it's not a course for credit, but do they have to pay for this?
There's a fee of $249. However, the other thing MBA has, we've actually raised scholarship funds from our members. And so if a student wishes to take the course but finds that the money is a speed bump to them taking it, we will actually provide scholarship funds for them. Obviously, MBA is looking to bring in more and more diverse people into the industry, and the scholarship funds from our partners really help with that.
Yeah, Joe. So, you know, in addition to these, this coursework that they get, which is to us very affordable, we wanted to make it very reasonably priced. It's like $42 a lesson, thereabouts. And what's included once they finish is they get a subscription to Mortgage Banking Magazine from the MBA. They get a subscription to NewsLink, which comes out each and every day, as you all know. And they also get access to our member job boards and then other MBA education offering. So in the event that they're interested, look, we want to become a mortgage loan officer, we have our School of Loan Origination. If they're interested in servicing, we have our School of Mortgage Servicing. If it's underwriting, we have Underwriting School. And then we have an operational school called School of Mortgage Banking. So this is really the, as I said, the foundation, the basic fundamentals to get them looking at the industry, and then they can build on top of that should they want to go further and want to be placed.
How does someone go about getting a scholarship?
So what we've done is we've created a scholarship fund to Mortgage Banking Bound. It's called the Path to Diversity and Inclusion. What you do is the student would complete the application, takes no more than probably 30 minutes to do that, and then they would submit it. We have an evaluation committee that reviews it. It is really targeted to the underrepresented populations, Hispanic, Latino, African American, military veterans should apply to this as well. We have about 9 different companies that have donated to the scholarship fund that are behind this, from the Wells Fargo to the Quicken Loans and to the National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals. And so we've got this pool of money now, and they just fill out the application. Within a week, it's reviewed, and then once it's approved, then the scholarship funds are awarded, and they're able to enroll and take the course.
What is the adoption of this program? Is this one of those things that's like the tipping point's taking a while to get there and it's tipping out, or are you actually encouraged with what you're seeing?
Oh, well, I would say very, very encouraged. We've had dozens of members and their companies express interest and send, and they've sent people to the program. So there is a high level of interest. There is obviously a big need for this, particularly on the production side. Many of the firms are looking to fill positions, go into these job fairs around the country, and this is just another channel for them to be able to draw talent from and for us to facilitate that. So I would say, you know, that's a big part of the story is the member companies are very excited about this program.
The other thing I would add to that is so oftentimes at the state and local levels, we hear the same thing from our members, which is we need more folks, but we don't know where to go get them, or we don't know how to put together the program, et cetera. And what's really neat about Mortgage Banking Mound is we've done it for you.
Yes.
All of this is done. As Jeff said, we have the certified mortgage bankers to teach the class. We have the content has already been done. We have the industry-recognized certificate of completion. So we've done, the best way to say it is, we've done the heavy lifting. So in answer to your question about how do the other member companies look at it, they love it because it's done for them.
Yeah.
And
you know, I said I would assume that would be the response because, like so many things that the MBA Educational Division's doing under Jeff's leadership is really providing resources to an industry that is either sorting out complex issues, what Andy was talking about earlier, or providing tools to recruit the next generation. And so I would think that would be there. I just want to make sure everybody that is listening to this broadcast, or if you would be so kind, folks, to take this and forward it out to your network, we'd be very, very grateful about that because this is really a hot topic. There's too many gray-haired guys like me walking around to these conferences, and we got to get that next generation, not only just to replace ourselves when we go to finishing up our careers, but more importantly, that we get this new fresh blood into our industry. So let's tell our listeners, how can they learn more about this program? And then I got a few more questions after that. So how can you learn more about
it? Sure. Well, the website is www.mortgagebankingbound.com. And, of course, since we're dealing with the millennials, we also have a Twitter. The Twitter is #mortgagebankingbound.
You know, Brandon, you're going around and really responsible for business development out there. What can we do to help you for those of us that really want to spur this on, especially those of us that are like the consultant industry that we're in, MBS? I mean, I want to find ways to refer people in. What's the most effective way to get a hold of you or to be able to work with you if others like us want to get people turned on about this program?
So it's a very grassroots kind of a thing, getting the information out there. The biggest challenge we have is to get the relationships with the colleges. Once we meet with them, as we said earlier, it's really a no-brainer. But it's really finding out who the decision makers are in the continuing ed. You know, again, most people in the mortgage industry have relationships with their local colleges, high schools, et cetera, already. And so it's a much warmer handoff when one of our mortgage banker partners introduces us to the non-credit folks at the colleges than it is from me knocking on their doors and calling them.
An action item I'm walking away from this conversation with is I'm calling both the schools I went to and submitting this information into them, encouraging them to get a hold of you. And I think every one of you that are listening to this broadcast, most of you are college grads, you've been in there. I would encourage you to do the same. Let's get some help out there and get some lift to what Brendan's doing. He can knock on the doors or we can all jump in this thing and really get him to the point where he doesn't. Jeff's going to have to hire some more people to get more people to support all the inquiries. That's really what. Well, that broadcast was, again, from the Hot Topic segment yesterday, and we are just honored to have them be here. Here's the thing, folks. This is so important. It's an important initiative of the MBA. I think probably, well, there's so many important initiatives they have going on, but I think this is certainly gets up there at one of the foremost leading initiatives that the MBA has underway. And here's why. We need new, fresh ideas, not just young people entering the industry to keep this industry alive and healthy, but we really need to have people with fresh new ideas, technology, a whole new approach to what we're doing. And so as we bring those folks in, then we're going to have the really build a future for our industry. This program is very significant. I want you to check out the website and be sure to pass it on to others. One of the things as I said in yesterday's broadcast, I'm repeating again today, is it's so important that we support their effort by getting a hold of your old alma mater, even other universities or local colleges that you know. Make them aware of this program. If you don't do anything but just forward this broadcast,
that we've just rebroadcasted with just this segment in it out to local universities, it'll give them the opportunity to understand what we're trying to achieve and how we're really adding to their curriculum. And every college is looking, everyone's looking for content, and this is really well done by some of the top people in the industry. Appreciate you tuning in, being a part of this. Thank you so much. It is time to wrap up this rebroadcast, and we look forward to having you back again. Remember, Lickin' on Lending program is aired every Monday live at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Central Time, 11 a.m. Mountain Time, and 10 p.m. on Pacific Time. Good to have you with us. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of the day, and thank you for making this a priority. And I'm just being the MBA's Mortgage Banking Bound program. Thank you so much, folks. Have a great day.
This has been Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level. Today's guests were Joe Farr from MBS Quoteline, Andy Schell of Mortgage Banking Solutions, and Alice Alvey, President CMB of Mortgage U. Come by next week, and thank you for listening.